I know what Bob's talking about as far as Satan goes, because what God has laid on my heart to give as a devotion, I don't want anyone to think that I have by any means attained to the level that I would like to be as concerns the subject I'm addressing. It's just that Christ has laid it on my heart to give it as a devotion, and I think as much for a lesson for me as for anyone else. Some years ago, when I worked for an insurance company, one of the ladies for whom I worked had the unmitigated gall to call me a perfectionist. And I argued with her, there is no way I'm a perfectionist. All you have to do is look at my work daily and you will find all kinds of mistakes, probably more mistakes than anybody else that works here. Well, she disputed that fact, and I continued to argue it, but eventually we just dropped it. Several weeks later, I was invited to a retreat, and the speaker talked about what the world would call self-esteem, but our Christian image or our witness. She talked about how we are created, fearfully and wonderfully made, why we're created, and that Scripture tells us we're unique. We're created to praise God, amen, to reflect God's love, and to reflect the beauty of Christ's holiness. Amen. And then she said, have some of you been discounting or forgetting these things as they pertain to you? Do you find yourself trying to impress other people? To please other people constantly? Are you always comparing yourself to others and ending up feeling as if you never quite measure up? And I thought, that sounds like somebody I know. And one of the things that I used to say back then is, the second Tuesday of next week, I am going to become quiet and dignified. Now, I don't know which part of that sentence is more ridiculous, the second Tuesday of next week, or that I'm going to become quiet and dignified. And my then pastor said to me, why do you keep saying that? And I said, because I wish I were quiet and dignified. I admire quiet, dignified people. And he said, well, I think that you should start thinking about what God wants you to be. And I don't think that quiet and dignified spells Marilyn with two N's. But to get back to the retreat that I was attending, the speaker then said, have you become what I call a wannabe, or in other words, a perfectionist? That retreat represented the beginning of a heart change in me, and a time when I began to view my whole being differently. I still struggle with my motives at times, but deep in my heart, I know the truth. And the truth is that I want to represent Christ. Amen. I want to reflect the beauty of holiness in my heart and my actions, but oftentimes I fall short. Not too long ago, I was discussing with a sighted friend, a mutual friend of ours, whom, as I understand it, always presents a perfect picture appearance. And I said to this friend in a moment of weakness, what do I not do that she does? Or what do I do that she doesn't do? Because I want people to perceive me that way. Well, after I hung up the phone, I got to thinking about it. And I'm not one who says, God says to me, but I heard loud and clear, when I created you, I created a person that likes to run, that likes to flop on the ground when she plays beat ball, that likes to slide into base, even if she has to fall on her knees. And that's not somebody that looks picture perfect constantly. And the message that I want to get through to all of us is that I hope and pray for, as I say, for myself as much as for anybody else, that first and foremost, we want to please Christ. We want to reflect Christ to the world. As a blind woman, I do struggle with, I want to look my best, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I want to create a good image of blind people to the sighted world, and there's nothing wrong with that. But first and foremost, I want to reflect Christ to the blind world and to the sighted world. My life is a painting created by God, and as such, I have nothing to boast. Reflecting the image of Christ to the world is what I desire the most. Amen. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me, all of his wonderful passion and purity. O thou Spirit divine, all my nature refine till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Thank you. Amen. Okay.